Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today we remember St. Gregory the Great. And for the reflection today, I want to base a lot of it on part of the Office of Readings for today, which is a homily on Ezekiel by St. Gregory the Great. And as a teacher near the beginning of the school year, this seems applicable in a lot of ways, but I also think it just probably applies to a lot of us, although in a slightly different way than St. Gregory. So I'll read through this part of the homily and reflect a little bit on it for us. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Note that a man whom the Lord sends forth as a preacher is called a watchman. A watchman always stands on a height so that he can see from afar what is coming. Anyone appointed to be a watchman for the people must stand on a height for all his life to help them by his foresight. How hard it is for me to say this, for by these very words I denounce myself. I cannot preach with any competence, and yet, insofar as I do succeed, still I myself do not live my life according to my own preaching. I do not deny my responsibility. I recognize that I am slothful and negligent, but perhaps the acknowledgement of my fault will win me pardon from my just judge. Indeed, when I was in the monastery, I could curb my idle talk and usually be absorbed in my prayers. Since I assumed the burden of pastoral care, my mind can no longer be collected. It is concerned with so many matters. I am forced to consider the affairs of the church and of the monasteries. I must weigh the lives and acts of individuals. I am responsible for the concerns of our citizens. I must worry about the invasions of roving bands of barbarians and beware of the wolves who lie in wait for my flock. I must become an administrator lest the religious go in want. I must put up with certain robbers without losing patience, and at times I must deal with them in all charity. With my mind divided and torn to pieces by so many problems, how can I meditate or preach wholeheartedly without neglecting the ministry of proclaiming the gospel? Moreover, in my position, I must often communicate with worldly men. At times I let my tongue run, for if I am always severe in my judgments, the worldly will avoid me, and I can never attack them as I would. As a result, I often listen patiently to chatter, and because I too am weak, I find myself drawn little by little into idle conversation, and I begin to talk freely about matters which once I would have avoided. What once I found tedious, I now enjoy. So who am I to be a watchman? For I do not stand on the mountain of action, but lie down in the valley of weakness. Truly, the all-powerful Creator and Redeemer of mankind can give me, in spite of my weaknesses, a higher life and effective speech. Because I love Him, I do not spare myself in speaking of Him. And so, yes, there are sections in this that don't strictly apply to me. I'm not really concerned about roving bands of barbarians or certain robbers and things like that. But there is something I think that a lot of us can relate to, in that sometimes it seems like the responsibilities that we have distract us from the Lord, or maybe even distract us from the goodness that we ought to do or that we could pursue. But that because of these responsibilities, we, as St. Gregory says, we find our minds divided and torn to pieces by so many problems. And he doesn't really seem to give this like great solution in this homily, but I think there's something beautiful in this. Not that we're just supposed to be okay with like, well, we're just going to be constantly divided and we maybe used to love the Lord more, or we're more focused, but now we're not, and that's as it is. I think there's something about how our responsibilities do impact the way that we're in relationship with the Lord, and in some ways, interacting with the world, as most of us are called to do, pulls us away from maybe like the strict contemplation or meditation that we could achieve if we could just shut the rest of the world out, as I want to do sometimes. But there is something important in recognizing our weaknesses and our lack, and then bringing that to the Lord. Lord, you've given me these responsibilities. You've given me this task. You've given me this family. You've given me this mission and this vocation. And sometimes it seems like the very thing you've given me pulls me away from you. But we want to ask the Lord to make himself present in the midst of our responsibilities, and to continue to not grow comfortable in this dividedness we find within ourselves, but to continue to seek wholeness and holiness. And then the line that kind of seals it at the end, because I love him, I do not spare myself in speaking of him, even though I will fall short of the good news that I want to proclaim, I still desire to proclaim this good news. And so let us pray. Lord, thank you for the responsibilities and the vocations that you've given to us. Thank you for the ways that you desire to use our gifts to help us to enter into the world around us and draw people to you. Lord, we give to you all the ways in which we're divided, all of our problems, all of the things that seem to pull us away from you, all of the ways that we are slothful, all of the things that we are lacking in. And we ask, Lord, that you would redeem these things, and that you would purify us of our weaknesses, and that you would encounter us in those weaknesses. And Lord, we ask that you would enkindle in our hearts a deep and fervent love for you, so that in all we do, we would never grow tired of speaking of you. St. Gregory the Great, pray for us. Amen.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples in the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.